AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's foreign minister is calling indirect talks with the U.S. one of the most intense and longest rounds of negotiations. Iran and the United States held hours of indirect negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program, but walked away without a deal. It leaves the danger of another Middle East war on the table as the U.S. has gathered a massive fleet of aircraft and warships in the region. Oman's foreign minister mediated the talks in Geneva and said there had been significant progress in the negotiation without elaborating. In the Senate, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says they agree with President Trump. Iran must not have nuclear weapons.
The notion of America going to war, the Constitution makes it clear the American people have the last word through members of Congress. If the president really wants to go to war, put troops in the field, he needs to come to Congress for authority.
Iranian state television reports Tehran is determined to continue enriching uranium and wants international sanctions lifted. A federal judge rejected a bid by a preservationist group to block President Trump's $400 million White House ballroom project. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation sought to pause the project until it undergoes independent reviews and gets congressional approval, neither of which the president sought before demolishing the East Wing and moving ahead with construction. Today, a judge says the group's unlikely to succeed on the merits of its bid, saying the challenge was based on ragtag theories. The president's hailing the ruling as great news for America, months after saying the ballroom will live long into the future.
It'll be the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world, I think.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Governor Tim Walz denounced the Trump administration's latest threat to withhold federal funds from Minnesota as another step in a retribution campaign. This is AP News. Animals are dead in Ohio.
A fire at an Ohio hog farm complex has killed about 6,000 hogs. A large column of smoke could be seen in the distance from Fine Oak Farms in London. Fire officials say two of five large agricultural buildings were heavily involved in fire as firefighters arrived, and say that strong winds spread the fire. Crews ran water shuttles because the rural area has a limited supply. Firefighters brought the blaze under control in 5 hours. No one else was hurt. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Researchers say the vast majority of organ donations once came from people who were brain dead, but last year about half of the deceased organ donations came from people who died when their heart stopped beating instead. Researchers at NYU found wide geographic variations in what's called donation after circulatory death, suggesting it could be possible to further boost life-saving transplants. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.